Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, food fam. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini, and this is the Walk and Talk Podcast. We're podcasting on-site at the Doubletree Hotel at the entrance of Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. I want to do a special thanks to Chef Anthony Fothergill and the team here at the hotel for allowing us to record on property. Look, today's topic, we're going to get just down and dirty with some bad assery of pork and grilling and barbecuing and, oh God, it's going to be great. And we're going to balance it out with a phone call from my dear friend, Coco, at Corn, that's Q-U, with a Q-U, O-R-N. And we're going to balance it out. So we're going to talk proteins, but then we're going to talk like alternatives. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a badass time. Let's dig in. But first, attention chefs and food buyers, if you haven't heard of Cahaba Club Herbal Outpost, you must look into this amazing Florida farm. We're talking about a wide selection of microgreens to microflowers. If you're in the Central Florida area, Pazeki's Produce and Specialty Foods proudly carries all Marvin's pretty products, or contact Marvin directly. He's a wonderful human being. He's my friend. Jump on his website, CahabaClub.com. Jefferson.
Yeah, man.
Starship.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going old school today.
That's how I roll, baby.
Yeah.
So listen, I just want, we took pictures. I took pictures already. First of all, I want to thank you.
My pleasure.
I didn't say for what.
Oh, I know, but you could say thank you. You gotta give it my pleasure back.
True story.
Yeah.
So how this works is, the other day I was scrolling through Instagram. I think it was Instagram.
Oh, it was Instagram.
Yeah, and some guy was doing like pork bellies, and it's, oh my, and I don't know, this was like late, like 1 a.m. or some kind of thing like that. And I'm just like, oh man, that's so awesome. So I send it over to Chef Jeffrey here, and I'm like, hey, can we do this? And he's like, I'll have it for the next show. I'm like, oh my God. So he brought it, and holy crap. Wow, Jeff, like, you did it.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Sincerely, because, I mean, I've had a couple of little tasters or something. That was fantastic, man.
So I want to talk a little bit about that today. You know, and you did some ribs and some other stuff too. Yeah. I love it. Also, as you know, because you're sitting here, we're doing this thing. We've got Coco.
Yeah.
Coco on the phone. She's on hold right now. And she's with a company called Corn. And it's a meat alternative. We're going to talk to her about that a little bit, get into some of what she's doing and how what you do and what she does works together, how that all jives.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, man.
In fact, Mr. John, producer, sir, if you could, if you can get Coco on the horn, that's what they said.
Right. That's how they do in the DJ world.
Yeah. Coco, are you with us?
I am. I'm here.
All right.
Technology. Man, see how that works?
My goodness. I love this. You know, it's almost like we have no budget, like an endless check, open check to just buy equipment and have cool things happening here. That is so not true. Coco, thanks for being on the program today. Just so everybody knows, you and I have known each other for like a decade. And you're also awesome. You're a friend. You're good people. And
thank you.
You are actually the reason. You are the connector of Chef Jefferson.
The two of you.
Yeah.
Your bromance that you guys have going on.
I mean, I
she sounds so jealous when she says she that.
I mean, she is so jealous. But it's not like that. It's not like I'm married. I got kids. This is no bromance. No romance. Bromance. Homance.
Oh, when he was moving up to Tampa, I knew you guys would be really good friends. It was just a natural connection with the two of you, and it's been fun listening to you guys and having sauce stories and pork stories and meeting with the chefs, and y'all have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we should come up with some kind of a brand called Saucy Pork.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, not gravy pork, yeah. Right? Because that's a whole nother
connotation. Exactly, it's a whole nother,
Saucy pork. So
that's a whole other story.
True story. Well, anyway, we're here today. We're talking proteins. Like, I mean, you would enjoy this too, Coco. I mean, it was some really great stuff. What did you do? Because you didn't have the skin, right?
Like,
what?
Yeah, there was this one. The one that you showed me. It was more Asian style. They did a Chinese five spice and salt, pepper, sugar, and they marinated that for a whole day. Then they did a cure of salt, and then they cooked that for about an hour and a half. And then they broiled it for 30 to 40 minutes to get that crunch. And then you hear that when he takes the knife to it. Juicy pork, you know, the meat was just juicy as hell when you look at it. I didn't have the skin on this one, so I kind of replicated it by doing a bourbon soak for a couple of days. Then I used a Mexican hot chocolate rub that I make from scratch, including the chocolate. Then I salted it to get that, you know, texture, the crunch. And then because I knew I was bringing it from where we live to here, I sugared it on the way in. So it cooked for 2 hours today.
Wow.
Slow cook. And then we did the beef ribs again because of Keith Saracen. Love that dude. He introduced me to the Indian cuisine, and he introduced me to the thing called achar. Achar is their style pickle, and it's just so unbelievably complex, and that was soaked for 4 days in bourbon.
Right. So I've never had achar before. That was really good.
Yeah.
But every time I say the word, I'm like, the door is achar.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
when we're
and it comes.
Thanks for talking about all this food with me online.
Yeah,
I needed you to hear this.
I'm kind of jealous.
You needed to hear this, Coco.
Yeah, but you actually went to India. Right, Coco?
I did. Yeah.
She was part of a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cuisine of India, like we said before, I just think it's the backbone of all cuisines. That's where everything comes from. You know, everyone says the French, that's they do it and all that. And I get it. But I really think everything with the spice trade with the Far East was definitely through India. And hands down, it's just fantastic.
True story.
It's hard to find here in the middle of the state, though.
True. That's also a true story. So Coco, Corn, right?
Yes, Corn Foods.
So
Coco, love that.
Coco starts over at Corn.
Love right? that product.
We get in contact and we're talking, and she's like, yeah, it's an awesome company. You know, it's a meat alternative. And she gets into the whole, you know, the guts of what it is. And she goes, I guarantee your children won't know the difference between this or a chicken nugget. And I said, let me tell you something about my children.
You did not believe me.
I didn't. And as it turns out.
And I asked you not to say anything,
and
too.
I didn't. And I fed them up. Listen, they ate it like it was, you know, like it was a happy meal. All right. It was good. And it was child approved. Can you get into a little bit? And it's not just nuggets or patties. There's more to it. And it is it could be a chef inspired sort of segue into, you know, other plates. Can you kind of get into what it's all about? I don't want to do it an injustice. Yeah. I want to hear from you and, you know, kind of get, and where can people find it and the whole nine yards?
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Yep, sure. Corn Foods is over 40 years old. So we were the pioneer for meatless and alternatives at this clean company. So it's actually mycoprotein. So it's a fungi, mycelium. And it is fermented in towers in the United Kingdom. And so it's actually sustainably sourced. It's a complete protein. So it has amino acids, minerals, vitamins, fiber, a good source of protein in comparison to other meat alternatives. The trend right now is going mushroom. Mycelium is learning to be growing, literally, no pun intended, but growing in the industry. So I represent the food service side. So I sell to restaurants. David Burke has them on his restaurants. I was working with a new North Carolina restaurant today. I have a couple of friends down in South Florida that are carrying it on their menus.
George
Patty. George Patty. I kind of give credit to you, Chef, because you and I were talking plant-based when we were putting together a menu, and I was like, I need to put you in touch with one of these chef friends of mine. He just went to go work for an awesome company that I'm a consumer of. So I'm a flexitarian, so I eat everything, but I eat plant-based as much as I possibly can. So I went to go put him in touch with our executive chef, Chef Steven, and when I called Chef Steven, he told me about the job. So thank you, Chef Jeffrey, for putting the introduction together. We were talking I got the job. We have a culinary innovation center in Dallas, Texas, with three chefs on board. Chef Steven is our executive chef. He comes from big companies. And then we have Sarah, who's culinaryist. It's a weird word. And then we have Carla, Chef Carla, which does R&D.
You know,
so
Coco,
we're
every
small
time,
business.
Coco, every time Chef Jeff connects with someone or someone to somebody else, a chef gets their wings. I just want you to know that. And there's like a little dinger, a bell. Ding. You can hear it. It's, food's up, you know, something like that.
Yeah. It's on the pass.
Yeah.
Also on the menu there as a special at the DoubleTree. So thank you, Chef, for that. And we are available in most retailers, Publix, Winn-Dixie, Whole Foods, Natural Independence, Jewel.
Can you order that online? Is that a web product too or no?
Yeah. So Rubber Restaurant.
No, in other words, a consumer, like, is that something you can get on Amazon or something like that, or no? I should know the answer to this.
No, and I should know the answer to this too. Yes, it is on Amazon, but because I'm food service and not retail, I just don't know all of that stuff by heart. Right. But yes, okay. I think it is available on Amazon.
Yeah. So here's what I've experienced. Or Kroger
Digital.
Let me jump in for a second. I just want everyone to know out there. So first of all, because it's fungi based, the shape, like for example, they do wings. The wings are awesome because the texture. The flavor is going to be however, it's going to take on the flavor of whatever that it's in, whatever sauce.
So the sauce penetrates the protein.
Right. But when you eat it, the texture, it's legit. Like it, and so, uh-huh. So it's fantastic. Now I want to tell a quick story. So when we first started, communicating with Corn, Coco, particular, when I got the sample box, it was the same weekend that my wife, everybody was out of town. So I was alone, right? I'm like, I always go, the path of least resistance. And I'm like, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat the hell out of this corn because they left me foodless. I was on, I was taking care of myself. I was like, oh man, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to jump into it. So I ate everything, not the nuggets for the kids, but I ate everything. So the wings were awesome. I had a great time with that. Mm-hmm. Patties for sandwiches were great. The crumbles. So see what I think I did I think I did some ramen and I put I did an egg and the crumbles and it worked out great. Right. So that was awesome. But the crumbles. So chef, what would a chef do with corn, the product of corn? So again, people out there, it's not corn, like, C-O-R-N, it's corn. C-U-O-R-N.
Q-U.
C-U-O-R-N-Q-U. Right, exactly.
It's a UK-based company, so it's
so what would a chef do with that?
The product can be just swapped out for whatever the intentions for. So if you're going to do a chili, that's mm-hmm. you can use the pieces or the crumbles. They do a grilled RTE, which ready to eat, which is you can do like a grilled piece of chicken on top of a Caesar. Obviously, Caesar's not vegan, but you can definitely – there are ways to do it. But generally speaking, like that's the chicken patty that you mentioned, the Nashville hot.
Yeah, well, that's easy. Patty's easy. I'm talking about the crumbles because I think, for somebody who's into culinary, you can do so much.
The culinary, so the crumbles can be replaced for meat, lamb,
bolognese.
Yeah.
Bolognese. I made a crumble chili during the holiday. I made this like Kraken chicken chili during the queso. Holiday with our,
I'm gonna,
it, yeah, with a, it queso. Was, it was cheese, yeah. cheese with our pieces. So we have several different kinds of styles. So we have, like a crunchy, a vegan spicy, and then we have the wings and then retail has some nuggets and some other, interesting, flavors, and then we have the crumbles and then the pieces, and then we just launched 4 new vegan items.
You can actually use those crumbles for bulgogi, which is the Korean dish, the stew beef. So there's endless opportunities. You can do chana masala and sub out the
stop
beans.
Calling me these weird things. Wait a second, Coco, did you just say there was four new products?
Yeah.
What are they?
But notice she said vegan.
Vegan. So corn has egg, and it's actually a free-range egg as a binder. So it's not considered vegan. So with the requests of the consumer, we launched vegan fillets, pieces, wings, and crunchy, which the crunchy is pretty awesome. And those are available through distribution. And then we have, like you said, the ready to eat is available. It's seared and you can be slacked out. The versatility of all the products is just the matter of the mode of the micro protein. So it's the shaping. It's the same all in, it's just all in the same major product. It's just a matter of how it's shaped and then what you if there's going to be a coating on it. So it's very versatile.
So right. So the different applications are based on, coating or shape.
Right. Yeah. And the biggest thing here too, So Baptist Hospital was doing a lot of research on cancer and soy, and a lot of people are moving away from soy because EAS is what's the leading cause, or what they're saying is the leading cause to cancer. So a lot of people are getting like that leprosy kind of thing. Oh my God, it has soy to it, so I don't want it. So this is where this product comes in.
I just want to say to everybody out there listening that Jeff
just
did not say that soy gives you leprosy. No. I just want to be clear on that.
I just play a doctor on TV.
Right.
Right. I'm just a chef on real life.
Well, soy, there's, you know, soy is not that great for you as people think. It's just, I mean, it's, you know, it's hit and miss who says if it's
like
good
it.
For you or bad for you.
I don't like it.
I like it.
Do you really?
But we are soy.
There's certain applications like seitan is much better than just straight tofu. I mean, obviously.
But I like tofu, but I mean, that's, you know, it's a matter of.
She likes
green. You know what I say? I say tofu-y. That's what I say. Fooey. Tofu-y. Get out of that.
Well, we are actually a soy-free company. So that's really, yeah. So that's really important. Along with the versatility and the texture and like I said, the complete protein of minerals and vitamins. So
I think the other thing
benefits
too,
of that.
The other thing too is this product is gives that person that's a meatitarian or a flexitarian, as Coco said, it gives that opportunity to give that texture that you're looking for, where some other products that are out there doesn't have that mouth feel. And that's why a lot of people tend to not want to go vegan or kind of like get scared when you use the V word. But I think today's society and the way the production and the way the technology is advanced and people out there that are great chefs that are doing stuff with whole vegetables and what they're doing, it's mind blowing.
Well, I think we're at a point now where it's a viable menu item, you know, where
before, it ain't going away.
And it's not going away. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when, you know, these meat alternatives were, you know, starting to arrive in a larger media, I was just thinking to myself, you know, this can't last, but it's here. And you know what?
It ain't going anywhere.
And it's getting better. Like the quality has, you know, come a long way. And that's where, like, you know, companies like Korn, you know, come in, you know, to really deliver that to market in the correct form, you know, no pun intended.
I mean, here in the States, Korn is like a baby compared to what it is
in
Europe.
It's a baby.
Right.
I mean, Europe, it's gargantuan. We talked about it before. The whole premise of the way Korn was started was back when they had mad cow disease.
Yeah.
And Korn is this land in England where the guy was the lord of the land, said, hey, we got to do something. And he had and hired food scientists and they developed that. And I think that's a beautiful way of doing it. Now, I was always that one going, hey, I want it vegan. I want it vegan because how am I going to go to my vegan guests?
You know what, though? Before we go further, what's the differences? You know, for somebody out there who's like, I don't even know what that is. What's a vegan versus a vegetarian versus, you know?
This is going to open up a whole can of worms for me.
Yeah, that's a whole other product.
Well, good, because this is that's.
Well, here's my thing on this, right? So when I went to culinary school, when I went to school, we had omnivores, carnivores, and herbivores. That was it.
Yeah.
Animals that only ate meat, animals that only ate plants, and then you had the animals that did both. Then I went to culinary school. It was vegan, lacto-ovo, pesci, and then it was pretty much it. Now, oh my God. I don't know why we have to come up with all these different names for all these different things. To me, vegan means there is no animal product in it. Right.
What does Joe Pesci have to do with this? You know what I mean?
Pesci is fish in Italian.
I know that.
So that's where that came from.
My goodness.
We can fit into the plant-based realm, but because mushrooms are fungi, they actually have, it's a whole other colony. So now it's plant-based. What do you define, quote, plant-based?
Exactly.
But we're, you know, we're meatless, meat-free, protein alternative. We can be considered a plant-based, but we're actually the mycelium fungi.
Yeah, they've kind of alluded this whole thing with all these different names that they're coming out with. You just can't keep up with. It's almost like, and I don't mean to like piss anyone off. It's like me trying to understand pronouns now, like they, them, they, her, them. I'll overload.
And it's an easy way for me.
We're going to put you back in the old person closet, all right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's my pronouns.
Get off my lawn.
My pronouns are yes, chef. That's it. That's all I wanted my pronouns
to be. I just saw that somewhere. Where did I see that?
My friend Michelle Matthews had that out.
I just saw that.
Yeah, call out to Michelle Matthews for
that.
Yeah,
that was funny. I was like, that's awesome.
I was like, damn, I should have thought of that one.
Yeah. No, but you're instead of thinking of stuff like that, you're ruining our show. I mean, that's...
Well, that's why I'm here.
Y'all are crazy.
John shaking, the producer shaking his head. He's on the phone. He seems like he's doing some frantic stuff. I don't know what he's doing.
He's calling the network.
The networks and attorneys. And oh, no, it's terrible. All right, that was all. I was being facetious. But, yeah, no, at the end of the day, there is a big push for, everything mushrooms.
I mean, look, we had, two mushroom farmers on, Strophoria and the other guy from the Four Seasons did the mushrooms. He brought them out to Cahaba Club.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
The mushroom farmer that came out at the Cahaba Club when we did that, and he had those beautiful... You're an idiot. But these things, like, now you're seeing, like, lion's mane. It's now becoming mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
Oysters, blue oyster mushrooms, and they're becoming mainstream. Yeah. Because of the medical... practices or what they're finding the benefits are for mushrooms, and we learned that we have to cook the mushrooms too.
True story.
Yeah. Thanks for shout out to the guys over at Sephoria, Yoel and his brother Seth. Right. Seth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sith.
And to answer your question, in some, Carl, I have a friend that's vegan, and his definition is doesn't have eyes.
Oh, wow!
So potatoes have eyes.
So what?
Potatoes have eyes.
That's hilarious.
Potatoes. But I would like he wouldn't use anything with an egg, you know, because it has eyes. Obviously, no, you know, chicken, beef, and pork.
Yeah, but we just had a vegan on the last episode, and my argument is, well, the cow and the pig are vegan. Carl got kind of confused. I had to say, what do they eat?
Plants.
Thank you, vegan.
Yeah, right. You know, sometimes I forget that Jeff's role here is to
bring the
show down levels, and you know, and I give him a little. So sometimes I just give him a little bit more credit than he should get, and then I'm like, "What is he talking about?"
I'll hang myself. It's okay.
That's all. I put myself out there. I threw myself on the tracks.
John's going to be my best friend after the barbecue today. John's my best friend. I'm just telling you right now.
No, I get it. I understand. Listen. I am also a connector.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I am also a connector.
No one has a better network, though, than Coco. I have to admit that. She's just an unbelievable person.
Who can argue with that?
Thank you.
I mean, maybe me. Thank I can you. Argue with that a little bit. But, you know, I mean, listen, Coco.
So, wait a minute. How do food or chefs or people in restaurants get a hold of your product? I mean, are they going to call you directly? What are they going to do?
Sure. They can call me directly. We have a food service, a main Corn Foods website. But then we also have cornfoodservice.us. You can share my telephone number. I like to talk on the phone. My email is coco.frey at cornfoods.com. And then if there is a chef out there that wants to give it a test, I can have capability of sending out sample boxes that you both have received in the past. So get it. I want to get this stuff in culinary hands because I feel like that's the next step of 2023.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
2025, I think the plant based was $11 billion by 2020. By 2025, it's going to be an industry worth about $25 billion.
You know, when you were talking about bolognese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the really
I was going to ask her for a sample because I want to make that now.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
With gravy.
So Chef Thomas Parker, mm-hmm. Over at the Carroll Hotel, his bolognese is one of the best I've ever had.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, you did mention
Coco,
that.
I actually want to get him some of that.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
Yeah, he would be. He just posted something recently. I forgot what he posted. Something with food. I can't remember. Coco, you mentioned David Burke.
David Burke is actually our culinary spokesperson. He's putting it on the menu of most of his restaurants in the New York, New Jersey area. And then we also have Drew Barrymore. So Drew Barrymore is our
E.T.
Oh, you mean not Poltergeist?
Not Poltergeist, okay. E.T. Okay.
Not Poltergeist. E.T.
Here you go again.
So she loves the product so much, she became our chief mom officer.
I love Mom Officer. I love that CMO.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say something because growing up, I mean, I'm almost 50 and, you know, Drew Barrymore, she was my girl. I will always see her as E.T. Yeah.
I see her there and 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler.
It was a great movie too, but E.T., man, it's always going to be E.T.
Was she in Charlie's Angels?
It's always.
Yeah.
Okay. That was another one. But yeah, I'm always go back to E.T.
E.T., man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Look at her now on the show.
She has a show. She has a show every day.
Good. Yeah.
A morning show.
She was always cool. I like her.
Yeah. She seemed like great people. Yeah. Like you want to sit down and have some like corn with her.
Yeah.
I mean this in the most like, neutral platonic sort of way. I would sit and have a cocktail and just talk because I feel like she would have like amazing stories.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some people in the culinary world and out there that are celebrities or whatever that you look at and you'd be like, you know, that dude would be or person would be really cool to have a cocktail and some
have talk. A conversation yeah, with. Conversation. Yeah. Just sit down and talk. Yeah. Have a cocktail, talk about food, get to know each other.
Too bad we can't get Drew on the walk and talk. That'd be awesome.
Can you dial her up?
Speed that would
be great. Yeah, let's get her on the horn.
Yeah, that way we can have like Patrick Kelly can show his celebrity, and then you could have your celebrity, and you pull out your phones and this is who I have.
That's true.
Yeah, show them off.
But see, I would want to be with you guys in person if something like that, because that sounds like fun.
Right, well,
you're always invited.
It's only an hour and a half from where you live.
Yeah,
yeah,
from where you live, like right. You have to come here.
Yep.
Actually, it's actually short of a distance for her to travel than us, and we live closer.
Mm-hmm. True story, man. It's a 2-hour.
It's a 2-hour.
It's 2-hour drive on I-4 this morning.
Because
can I just say out there, I'm from Florida. I'm from Miami, and the Palmetto is always going to win in my eyes. Ugh. The Palmetto is the worst highway on the planet.
826
Golden. Yeah, 100%.
I try to avoid Miami as much as possible.
So when I first moved here in 2016 from Miami, I was like, yeah, man, this is like, it's still like the trap. It's nothing. I don't care how bad it is on I-4, which I loathe. Absolutely can't stand I-4 traffic. But it's nothing in comparison to the 826, to the Palmetto. Nothing.
There's never, ever.
You'll never change my mind.
There's two spots in the country. You guys were talking about traveling earlier. There's two spots in the country that are worse. One is Chicago that just got number one for the worst traffic, and Houston, Texas.
Where I was born and raised in Houston. So we've had a lot. You know, I grew up with crazy circles and yeah, Houston's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's not Florida bad. I mean, we got bat poop crazy in Florida. Like that adds on top of everything.
Yeah, it's
because
I-4.
we have so many people that are traveling here as tourists.
Oh yeah, trust me.
So
I had the same conversation one of these days with Chef Byron over at Maplebrook. Is what you were talking about earlier.
Thank you. Yeah, so Chef Brian. Yeah,
Byron. Yes, he's my boy. We're talking about the traffic and all. Listen, it's horrible here in Florida. I just want to, Governor, if you're listening, I love you. Let's work on that. So what are we doing? Are you going to send some sample? I want some samples sent to Chef Thomas Parker and to Jeffrey Schlissel. I want to,
we'll talk offline.
I want to do this. No, we're talking right now. The bolognese. We're going to do a bolognese challenge. You're up.
So
we're going to film it.
Do that on a call. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll film it.
We're going to do we'll do like a restaurant recipes or something, like a challenge. Head to head.
Okay.
Thomas Parker versus Jeffrey Schlissel.
Yeah, we could definitely do something like, he'll do his bolognese. I'll do something else.
No.
Oh, bolognese?
With the corn product. Yeah.
I'm saying. I could do something else.
No, man. It's bolognese, like head to head.
All right.
Are you chicken?
No. Have I ever been?
Are you meatless alternative?
Yeah.
God.
Who just got that award? No, meatitarian. No, flexitarian sounds dirty.
Yeah, I can't even touch my toes. It's never happened anyway.
That's because you belong to the Dickie Doo Club.
Yeah. I would love to see you guys do a cook off. I might have to get involved in that one. That sounds like fun. And then maybe we could call in Chef Steven. We talk about it.
Yeah, we can do that. And
that would be awesome.
We can make a thing out of it. We can talk to your marketing team over at Korn, and we can actually do a whole, you know.
We should come up with like 5 different dishes with this stuff too, like to show how versatile the product is. Like bulgogi.
Bing, bing. We have some website or some recipes on the website, but like, you know, pineapple salsa, bang bang sauce, chicken piccata. You know, you could do mole, all kinds of different orzo salad.
I love every conversation that has bang bang in
right?
it, bang, no matter bang. What. Could be anything. Bang, bang. It's always cool conversation.
No I'll be honest with you. Probably a nice honey harissa would be good too.
What is that? Sounds
spice.
Good.
The African spice. It's got such harissa is one of these newest trendy kind of spices out there that just has a real nice smoky.
It's been around
flavor.
Forever.
Yeah, but it's now becoming more mainstream. I actually saw it in Publix.
Oof.
When you see it on the shelf, you know it's gone. It's there. Like Wendy's or like when we had sriracha first came out, it was so hard to find. Then you like no, Burger King has sriracha.
Everybody has sriracha.
They had ghost pepper recently.
Sriracha.
It's crazy.
That would be good. Ghost pepper like chicken patty with the corn.
I'm not so you know. Listen,
somebody's. Of course, I'm getting a phone call. Unbelievable.
It's his parole officer.
Well, this was a good word. This would be fun for you guys.
Come on, man, get out of here.
Dan noodles.
Oh yeah. That's back in the day for me.
That yeah, place. And then Korean barbecue, Bahi. The little guys.
Have you ever had Dan Dan noodles? I'm looking at Carl.
What?
Dan Dan noodles.
No.
Dan Dan noodles.
That's life changing.
Dan Dan noodles.
Yeah, it's usually like lo mein noodles they put on top. There's like, and they keep it hot. And then the Chinese, when I say they, and then there's a thick brown sauce with chicken ground
gravy.
Usually, right?
Like
and gravy. Yeah. It's cornstarch. And they put it on top. So it's like levitating on top of it. And then they put cucumbers on top of that. And my God.
Did they pull the sheet out when it's levitating?
It's beautiful. The way it's done. It's
sounds
just
cool.
Fantastic.
Can you make it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
what
you really got me with this
barbecue.
With these pork bellies. Like, I'm going to follow you around like a puppy dog. You know what I mean? Like,
it was definitely good. Sorry. It was definitely good. I was very surprised about the beef because I've never used the bourbon to soak the beef. And I just was like, let me try this.
So, I soak my liver in it all the time.
I do too.
Yeah.
My doctor said I didn't produce enough alcohol. So I have to sub it out with at least a glass a day.
Yeah, I get it. It's fun. So listen, what often happens during a podcast is we have like really cool things that we talk about that we're going to do.
And then we never do it.
And then Jeff forgets about everything.
Yeah, I forgot their bacon today. Ugh, I feel like a pooper. I like literally pulled up to the hotel, got out of my car, and went, I forgot their bacon.
You forgot the bacon.
I had 2 pounds
but
of
you
bacon.
Made up,
you forgot
you
bacon?
Made up, wait a
yeah.
minute, but you made up for it?
Yeah. What the, John, did I do a good job?
Your bacon cartel, and you forgot bacon?
Yeah.
It's in your name, just saying.
I know. It's at least I brought the pork product. So, there's
okay.
that.
Okay.
All as right. opposed to the beef bacon product?
Well, no, it's bacon and then pork belly, 2 different animals.
Well, sure.
So
sure.
one's uh-huh. cured, one's not. So at least you got to try some of the pork.
Well, it's belly. Not 2 different animals per se.
True. It's a play on words.
2 different yeah.
And Percy, and I know Percy.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Per se or Percy?
Percy?
Per se.
So listen, what we're going to do is we're going to have a corn.
Cook off.
Q U O R N corn. Cook off. Right. And I feel like I want to use, because this bolognese is like
stupid good.
Stupid good. Or as the youngins are saying, it's dope. It's so dope.
Are they using dope?
They are. And really? You know what they don't understand is like.
That's from like the, what, 80s, 90s?
I mean, what's his name? Eric B. and Rakim. You know, it's like the. Bro, I remember it was so long ago, and they're thinking they make it up. They made it up and stuff. Get out of here. You Come kids on. Don't know what you're talking about.
Gen X.
Yeah, we said dub those kids.
Gen X.
Gen Xers rule.
Like, yeah, never mind. Not even going to get in there. I was going to say when my cable got cut from my neighbor, and I didn't freak out. I was like, I got a DVD. I got a Blu-ray. And
that's lit, dude.
It was lit.
You so still lit. Have a DVD player?
Oh, just for the occasions when I lose my cable.
I actually have
You don't have a 9-year-old.
I have a Sony Walkman. Walkman tape player. Cassette, you know? And also a
you know that people are gonna Google that.
They should. Sony Walkman.
I'm trying to think of what movie I saw.
I have a box of
tapes. I have mixtapes from 1985.
Did his girl's name on there, like Carl's mixtape with so-and-so for the love tape?
It's definitely, it's all legit. It's like, you know, time capsule type stuff. Yeah. It's true. I might have to break that out. Maybe we'll do a podcast on that.
Just on that?
Well, we'll mix it into food somehow, you know? But yeah, it'll be cool.
Mike Palmieri, we should get him on here.
This is a tape, you know.
Yeah, we should get Mike Palmieri. He's a good friend of mine. He's a DJ. He went to South Broward High School with Sean Paul Powell. He's another DJ. We get those guys on. Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, Mike Palmieri is my age, and he's still doing DJing.
No kidding.
I cannot, like, I just, the guy's rocking it. Well, excuse the pun. He is rocking it out. Just
in
a really
chair,
successful
like a rocking chair. Like, yeah.
Right? No?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're off the rails here. So, Coco, we're going to do this. We're going to.
You always get off the rails there.
The wheels on the bus just do that.
Yesterday.
These people who are listening have no idea how off the rails. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a cook-off. We're going to use your product, and I'll let you know what we need.
And she should be one of the judges.
I don't know. It's going to be – she'll be biased, no?
No.
I guess not because it's all
– Listen, we can do a blind tasting. She doesn't need to know who's who's.
That's right.
You could do like the Great British Bake Off. You put the picture of the person in front. We put the plates down. She doesn't know which is which.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. I like your style, kid. I like your style. Come here. Now get out of here.
So, yeah, I think that would be an awesome idea, too.
All right.
Maybe even get Jonathan Rodriguez involved.
Yeah. He tried That's calling earlier, too. Yeah, Everybody's trying that. To call me. It's great. I'm working, guys, people. Jeez. So, how does it sound? You got to get approval or what, Coco?
Oh, I have her addresses.
Okay.
Right. So she can just ship that stuff right the heck out.
We're going to ship it out. But here's the thing. We're going to record it. This is for, you know.
Prosperity.
Yeah. Everybody's going to get, some eyeballs on this.
I just think if you are.
By the way, the Walk and Talk YouTube channel did 4.2 million that's views awesome. Last year in 2022. Just FYI. So
that's awesome.
We got big shoes to fill.
I'm so proud of you.
Big shoes to fill.
Don't be proud of me. I mean, we're just doing some cool content and, you know, very fortunate, blessed and
what all. What was the other thing you said on Spotify? Top 15%?
Yeah, that's so
shared.
So we're 21 episodes.
Now.
All right. There's 21 episodes that are out there. We started in mid-October. Okay. And we're in the top 15% of shared podcasts globally in our category.
That's
so
awesome.
So, you know, don't mistake it. Like, you know.
Well, there's only four other people there.
Yeah, like we're probably the only. But it shouldn't be though because we're in like lifestyle sort of category. You know, food, lifestyles, that kind of thing. I can't imagine.
What was really weird was when Jay came up to me, he's like, oh, I heard your voice. I recognized you.
How cool was that?
It's like, what?
How cool was that?
It was really weird.
It's weird, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't like with the ACF when I'm there, people are like, oh, you're. And I'm like,
who are you?
Yeah, exactly. It's really weird when you get recognized.
Last year, about a year ago.
Y'all both have very distinctive voices, such as myself as well. So, and you guys are loud.
What?
And you're out there.
No, I'm out there. I'm not loud.
That was rude.
No.
So, listen.
Hashtag truth.
True story. So, about a year ago, we were doing a walk and talk over with Chef Roberto Trevino. Right, he was on the Food Network, Iron Chef winner, Iron Chef judge. Like he's a big deal. He's cool, he's a real cool cat. So he was at a place out here in Orlando, and we did the show. And while we were doing setup, now we're just in a place, a restaurant, nice one, but just a restaurant in Orlando, and we're doing a setup. And I'm, you know, it's a kind of like a shotgun sort of style. It's like long.
The pass, you mean?
Yeah.
The kitchen?
No, the whole restaurant. It's right. Just like, just straight long. Long story short, I'm going back and forth on the setup, and I hear somebody say, Carl. I'm like, well, I did not recognize the voice. I turn, some dude with his family, you know, his wife and two kids. And I'm like, yeah, hi, do I know you? What can I do for you? He's like, oh, no, I watch your show. Oh. I was like, get out of here. Did somebody put you up to this? You know,
yeah, you're looking around going, who did that?
Ashton Kutcher? Yeah. You know, where's this?
Yeah, right. Am I getting punked?
Is it punked, you know? Or Alan Funt for the older people out there.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So long story short, it was cool. And I actually had Willie come over. And we did a little interview with him. You know, just a nice guy. But it freaked me out because this was like a random...
Right.
Out of the just random happening. So the more that happens, the cooler it gets, I can assure you.
Yeah, but you know, you and I would definitely have that same mindset that we'll actually stay level-headed. I don't think we'll ever get to that.
Well, we're never going to be like Drew Barrymore.
No. We weren't on E.T. or anything like that.
Yeah, I was not on E.T. Although no. I was a good-looking kid, you know, that age. I could have been in E.T. I could have been E.T., actually,
I could have been literally.
Yeah, you. Could
I'm more the shape of E.T. than you are.
Yeah, well, you look like E.T. now.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's the wrinkles.
That's what this kitchen life, the restaurant. Oh, life does
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what's interesting? Getting back to corn real quick is that if restaurateur or chef doesn't have plant based on their menu, they're missing a boat. Mm-hmm. And I think what faster way a restaurant can get the product into the mouths of their guest and have a great outcome is definitely having corn. Or a product like
corn. Well, I, you know, it's nutritious, it's delicious, it's sustainable, it's versatile, and yeah, the trend is there's an alternative, or you know, not an alternative, but a competitor already on the menu. Then corn should be right next to it,
and
because it's better.
And the thing it is, you just hit all those buzzwords. You hit, you know, sustainable. You hit trendy. You hit, you know, plant based. You hit all those that tick, tick, tick. The problem is that most chefs have that mentality from 15 years ago. And we've talked about this in a separate podcast, is when we heard that four letter or five letter word, they began with a V and ended with an N. We would go, oh, make a pasta primavera or make a fried rice or make, you know, something. To me nowadays, if you're a chef doing that, just hang up your chef, your apron and your chef coat and go home because you're not doing any justice.
Yeah. Leave your knives at the door.
Yeah. It's just, you have to have love and passion for what you're doing. And if you lost that love and passion, because a lot of people ask me, how the hell is a guy with the tattoo of a pig and a cow get involved and win for, you know, plant-based?
Plant-based.
Right. It's simple.
He needs to get like a rainbow shard tattooed. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, and I think one of our things is the culinary side of it is, you know, as you said, Jeff, that it's just, it would substitute a different kind of protein. Mm-hmm. So I want to see the chefs and the restaurateurs be creative with their dishes. It just doesn't need to be, you know, a plant-based taco on the menu or a chicken sandwich. It can be versatile and allow the chefs to create that creativity and do what they love, because that's the reason why they're chefs.
Hey, you should go approach PF Chang's. They used to do a tofu Chinese five spice lettuce wrap as an alternative to the chicken lettuce wrap. You should show them that product with the crumbles. That would be perfect for them. Just
yeah. Well, so we're actually we're working with large chains and helping develop menu ideas and stuff. And it's corn's actually on the
that's
menu at
want.
KFC in Europe, 14 countries. So yeah, that's one thing that I'm working with on the chef side is, and that's Carl and I have been working on that too for the Orlando and Tampa, Florida market. But that's kind of where we want to take it to a different level. It's been around for 40 years, so time to make some changes and let's take it to a culinary elevation.
I love what you said there. I like where your head's at. Well done. Well,
thanks.
Well done.
That was just me. Like, y'all know me. I like to talk. So, yeah,
we know.
I know.
We know. Yeah, yes. Okay. We both know. All right, we love you.
Let's pump the brakes on that. Okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. So listen, Let's put together this cook-off. I'm going to get with a few people.
Orange glazed chicken. We're using orange
products. I just randomly.
I'm looking at orange juice in his glass, and I went, orange glazed chicken.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get the Citrus America to come and bring the machine. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Maybe we'll do that.
That sounds good.
Carl Hotel needs one.
Yeah, we're going to do it. So,
all right, Coco. Let's put it on the calendar.
We're going to do it. Coco, I appreciate you being on the show. Jeff,
thank
as
you
always.
For the invitation.
John Hernandez over at Ibis Images.
You're awesome, dude.
Awesome, my brother. Yeah, we're going to make that happen. I'm calling Chef Thomas at the Carol. We're going to call Jonathan. Over Chef Jonathan, over
Salimar.
At Salimar, and we're gonna make this work. We're gonna do it. All right. Hey, we are out.
All right, cool. Corn, I'll see you guys another time.
Corn, you people are awesome. Coco, love
Thank
you, baby.
You.
Catch you later. Ciao, ciao
love
for
you
now.
Too. Yep. All right. Bye, y'all.
Ciao. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.